Hey, Mama. So we all know that setting business goals is important. And if you're an ambitious, high-achieving mama like me, then you're most likely always thinking about and setting goals in your business. The thing is that if we aren't setting realistic business goals, we can put ourselves on the fast track to burnout city. So in today's episode, I chat with accountability coach Candace Dudley about being realistic when setting business goals and how to avoid burnout as high achievers. Candace provides so many great tips to help us start setting realistic business goals as mompreneurs. I know you are going to get so much from this episode. All right, let's dive in. Hey, Mama. Are you tired of feeling stressed and overwhelmed trying to grow your online business with your babies at home? You desire more flexibility in your day, allowing you to pour into your family, yourself, and your business without running yourself into the ground. Mama, you can build your dream business and do it in a way that fits your current season of life. And I'm going to show you exactly how. Welcome to the Mama Turned Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Singletary, daughter of the king, wife, mama of two, and life and business coach for mompreneurs. On this podcast, you will learn business strategies made for mamas just like you, who desire to be successful CEOs and fully present mamas without stress or overwhelm. So whether you're an entrepreneur who transitioned to a mompreneur or a mama turned mompreneur, I am here to support you. So grab your coffee, notebook, and pen, put in those earbuds, and let's dig in. All right. Today on the Mama Turned Mompreneur podcast, I'm sitting down to chat with Candace Dudley, and we are talking all about setting goals as mompreneurs. So Candace, welcome to the show. Please tell us who you are, what you do, and all about your family.
Awesome. Yes. Thanks for having me. I am a fellow mompreneur. I have three kids, they're 8, 7, and 5, and they keep me super busy. I'm not sure how we survived the years where they were all in diapers at the same time, but here we are, and they're kind of my greatest blessing and joys, and really was the one thing I knew that I always wanted to be and that I was made to be was a mom. But other than that, I have taught for I taught elementary school for 13 years. Thought I would do that forever, and now I am 2 years out of the classroom living that entrepreneur life.
I absolutely love that. How was that transition for you going from the classroom to starting your business?
You know, it was a hard one. It was nerve-wracking. I was really one of the first people in my family to even think about entrepreneurship. So I come from a long line of teachers, and 9-to-5ers. And entrepreneurship was not something that was ever on my radar. I knew immediately when I started college that I was going to be a teacher. When my husband and I got married, we both knew we would be teachers forever, or we thought so. He still is teaching and I'm not. But what really happened was I had joined an MLM, a wellness community, when I had my three babies because I gained 50 pounds every pregnancy and with postpartum things and whatnot. I was just not feeling like myself. And I saw a colleague of mine working out in her living room. And I thought, maybe I could do that. So I did. And it really just brought that spark back to me. And my coach, she hosted a really incredible group where she encouraged us to do personal development and read books to better our mindset and things like that. And so that was my first taste in both those things of having a growth mindset and also having that entrepreneur bug where I started to notice, hey, maybe I should share this with other moms because I'm feeling a lot better and I wasn't feeling so good and so hot after when I was on my maternity leaves by myself with the babies, even though they were exactly everything I dreamed of. That time can be lonely and hard. And so I thought I better share this. And I was shy. I felt like life was boring and I had no story to share, but I eventually just did it. And it was nerve-wracking. I wanted to throw up. I remember posting my first post and throwing my phone across the room and not checking it for a few hours because I thought, that's it. The world is going to stop right here because I'm pushing my comfort zone and I've never done that in this regard. And so it was a big step. My husband was kind of shocked that I wanted to leave the classroom. And so it took a long time. I think we talked about it for about 3 years before we finally were like, hey, the kids are getting older. Time is fleeting. And I wanted, my first year out of the classroom, I was home with my youngest. And I really wanted that time with her. I knew I wouldn't get that back. And that might be the thing I would regret. So we did it. And here we are, still doing it.
I love that. And I love that you took something so personal to kind of motivate you to, you know, start your business, and that you had that support from your husband, because that truly makes a world of a difference when we are, you know, doing this mompreneur thing and everything. So that is an amazing journey. So let's dive into talking about goal setting as a mompreneur. So I would love to know, what have you seen as the biggest challenge moms face when setting goals for their businesses?
That's a great question. Yeah. So I run my own coaching business now, like you mentioned, not in the MLM anymore. And so I've made a series of shifts to get to that point. But I would say with the goal setting, it can be hard is that we want to set some big goals and we want to have timelines on them and we want things to happen when we want them to happen. But when we're living life and we're mothers, especially, things happen. Kids get sick. Appointments need to be taken care of. You know, all the things happen. And so we can end up feeling like a failure or like we don't even want to try or start because I can't reach that goal in that amount of time, or I miss that timeline, or I, you know, those types of things can really weigh on us. So my biggest thing is to release yourself of those pressures and know that you're making progress and whatever speed you can go at is the right speed for your life, because we're not going to hit any goals and we're not going to get any progress made if we sit in the yuck of, well, I can't do it anyway. I don't have enough time anyway. So another tip I give my clients is to break things down, to really take that huge, big, overwhelming goal and turn it into 10-minute tasks or pieces of action that when you do get a pocket of time, when the kids take a full nap that day and you have time or whatever it might be, they go to sleep at night and you have 15 minutes, you now have a running list of what you can do. You don't have to sit there and think and then end up scrolling your phone and social media and things like that instead, because you have this list. That list is also going to be really helpful because our brains are designed to keep us safe. And so what that means to us is change is unsafe. I've read time and time again that our brains would choose a familiar hell than choose something else because it's the normal, it's familiar. So in order to combat that, what you can do is to break those big things down into tiny actions. Your brain is probably not going to fight you on something that takes 10 minutes. It's not going to seem like that big of a deal. So really kind of backwards planning and breaking those pieces down.
I love that. So many nuggets there. So the first thing that you said that really stood out to me was basically setting realistic expectations. My listeners know, one of the things we talk about a lot on this podcast is building a business that fits your current season of life. And that's a big part of it. Realistically looking at what do you have going on, and also knowing that there are going to be things that are out of your control. You got to be flexible because, like you said, the kids are going to get sick. My kids have been sick since October. So it's just part of it. We have no control over that. And so just setting those realistic expectations is just going to make it a lot easier on you. And then I really loved how you talk about how you help your clients with breaking things down, the task and the goals into smaller tasks and everything. That is so important because, again, it's our time and our availability as moms compared to entrepreneurs who don't have kids, it looks different. And so yeah, it may mean we move a little bit slower, but it's okay. We're still making progress. We're still moving forward. And that it's something that I help my clients with too. One client I'm thinking of right now, we basically took her goals and we broke them down quarterly because that fits her current season of life. She's in the thick of motherhood with an infant that is breastfeeding, a super active toddler. And so her time is very, very limited. So to make it realistic for her, it's okay, let's break this down quarterly. What can you focus on for the next 3 months to help move the needle forward in your business? And that feels good to her. She feels amazing because she's still making that progress in her business. She's still seeing things, you know, the fruit of her labor and everything like that. So I think that is so important. And I love that you support your clients in that way, because moms really need that.
Oh, yeah. And I love a good list. So way back when, before I had kids, if I made a list, typically I could probably get most of that list done in a day. But then you throw kids into the mix and it is, you don't know, you have no idea. And so letting yourself off of that hook, like the point of that list of all those tasks is not to get it done in a day. It is just so that it's there. It can be out of your mind and it's, you just know it's written down. And so when you're ready to work on it, it'll be there. That purpose of that list, we have to remove the idea that any and every list is to be done in one day, because that's just not, well, it doesn't feel healthy. It can cause a lot of anxiety, and you're still doing a great job and you're still making progress. Mm-hmm. Even if you're ticking one thing off of that list a day or one thing a week, even you're going to compound, that progress will compound and you'll find yourself in a different space.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So continuing to talk about like setting those realistic goals and expectations, what tips and strategies do you have for setting realistic goals as a busy mompreneur?
Well, my first big one is when you decide on your goal, and I like to say too, if you know that something is next for you or that you're called for something more, but maybe you cannot quite put your finger on what that specific goal is. Like you don't have, it's not like, I want to coach women and I want to make X amount of dollars. Like you don't have that very specific thing. You're open to other things, but you know you're nudged or called to do something more, is to think about the feelings that would happen or the pieces that would be in place. Like, would this job that you would create for yourself be flexible? Would you have financial freedom? Would you be able to go pick your kids up from school at the drop of a hat? Like those pieces you can use to help you cultivate that goal. And then when you're planning out those tasks and those activities to get you to that goal, do it from a point of working from your goal and not to your goal. So what I mean by that is it's a very different list of actions that you would take if you are going to work towards your goal. So if you're going to be in a place where I've not met that goal yet, but I'm going to figure out how to get there and I'm going to work and do this, this, and this, and that, hopefully that path will get me to my goal. It's a very different list of actions than if you sit in the space of, I have that goal. I have that time freedom. I have that the finances in place. Like I've already made that goal. Now, what does that person do? How does that person act? Because I think sometimes we get into this space of, you know, what the actions would be to get you to your goal. It might be post on social media, email your email list, launch your podcast that you're sitting on that you have 2 weeks worth of content written, whatever that might be. And we're not doing it because we're in this headspace of, oh, I don't know, like what will so-and-so think? Or I'm not sure. You know what? The action will create the confidence. And it's typically not the other way around. I wish it was. I wish we had confidence and then it'd be easy to take the action. But typically we gain the confidence from taking the action. But really letting yourself be in that space of, what does the person do that has that goal already, that's already accomplished that goal? What do they do and how do they act? Would they post on social media? Heck yeah, they'd post on social media. Would they let the world know that they have launched a new business? Absolutely. So it kind of can change your actions that you would take when you get your put yourself in that right energy.
I really love that, especially the part about taking the action first, and like that's going to, like the confidence will come with it. And it's so true. Like we can sit there and think about it all day, every day, but we're not doing anything. We're not moving towards that goal that we want to accomplish. And so we have to do the scary thing or the hard thing and put ourselves out there, take whatever actions that need to be taken. So that way we can build that confidence. And as we do it more, we'll get more comfortable with it. I talk about this with podcasting all the time. When you first launch your podcast, it is not going to be perfect. If you go back and listen to my episode one compared to, I'm on episode 131 now, you could see the evolution. You can see the growth. But if I hadn't hit publish and put episode one out there, I wouldn't now be at episode 131 and getting amazing feedback from my podcast community, literally turning my listeners into clients. And so it's like, you have to do the thing, even though it's uncomfortable, even though it's scary. Like, if you want to hit your goals, you got to do the thing.
Oh, absolutely. And what is scary in the beginning, you'll learn real fast that it's not scary. Those same things aren't scary later because you've now proven to yourself, well, I can do that. And I did figure that out. So that confidence starts building. It's almost like little building blocks and your comfort zone keeps stretching. And then you just turn, watch out world, because now you're a whole new human.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. So kind of shifting the conversation a little bit. Many of the mamas in my community, they are very ambitious. They're driven. They have these huge goals. And so while those are really great qualities, they often fast track burnout. And so what are some signs that they can look out for if they are headed to burnout?
Oh man. Yeah. Well, this is near and dear to me because I'm certain that I went through a pretty big season of burnout. And the further into it you get, the longer I think it takes to get out of it. So just becoming aware that maybe your energy levels aren't the same as they used to be. Maybe the tasks that you used to be excited about now start to feel like chores, or like, oh, you're just like avoiding them. You don't want to do them, but you used to like these. So it's kind of confusing you why you aren't excited about this anymore. Those can be some big signs. And what you can do to start shifting out of that state, or keep yourself out of it too, if you're not in burnout, this can work either way, is to find just a second each day and ask yourself, how am I really doing today? How am I? And then the key is to answer that truthfully. Don't try to trick yourself. You're not fooling your own self. Okay. So answer it truthfully. How are you really? Maybe you're tired. Maybe you're stressed. Maybe you're feeling great. Maybe you're happy. Whatever it is, whatever your true answer is, your truthful answer is, then do one tiny thing that day that would honor how you're feeling. So if you are tired or you are stressed, can you delegate one thing at work or in your home? Can you leave your office party or whatever early? Can you just do one tiny thing that can honor how you answered that question? Because when you do that repeatedly, that check-in with yourself and then doing something to honor how you're actually feeling, you're either going to climb out of burnout or you're going to stay out of it to begin with.
That's really good. I really like what you said about really checking in with yourself and being honest with yourself with how you're feeling. That is so important. And I feel like kind of one of the biggest things we struggle with as moms is asking for help. Mm-hmm. I see this come up with my clients a lot. One of the things they share with me is like, you know, I'm taking care of the kids and I don't have the time to work. I can't find the time to work. And so one of the things I always ask them is like, well, have you talked to your partner about it, your family about it, you know, whoever your support is? And they're like, well, no. And I'm like, well, start there, because they want to support you. They want to see you succeed. But if you don't say anything, if you don't communicate what your needs are, they're not going to do anything. And so one of the things I encourage my clients to do is like to set up with like family or, you know, their spouse or whatever, to like have a dedicated day for work. So that way they have that uninterrupted time to just focus solely on their business. They're responsible for no one else but themselves. And it's like one of the most freeing things for them, because one, they're able to get so much done because they don't have, you know, constant interruptions. They're not, you know, making sure the kids need this, the kids need that. Like, they can focus solely on their business. And it really helps prevent that burnout, because they know every week they have that one day where they get to just focus solely on their business and get so much accomplished. And so it just goes back to like the importance of asking for help. We have to communicate our needs. We do not have to do it all. We don't have to figure it out on our own. That's why we have a village of support.
Yes. I mean, that's so true. If I go back and think about early on in my entrepreneurship days, I would in my head think, why can't my spouse, my husband, just guess? Yes. Or like just know that I would like his help watching the kids, or that like, don't interrupt me for this hour because I'm doing X, Y, and Z. But the truth is, they are not going to guess. And I think it's because as moms, we're so intuitive and we're so tuned into everyone in our home's needs that we expect other people have that skill too. And I don't know about your spouse, but my husband does not have that skill.
Yep.
And so I learned the hard way that when the times that I actually just said, hey, you want the kids to the park or something, because I really could use an hour to get these things done, or, you know, whatever. He was more than happy to do that. And just like, oh, that's, you needed that? Excellent. I got it. And yeah, but when I would only tell it in my head and didn't say it out loud to him, yeah, that didn't go as well. It would cause unnecessary, you know, arguments, because I'm thinking, well, you should just know. And he's thinking, yeah, I don't know.
Yes, yes, yes. My husband told me, he's like, well, I don't step in, because he's like, you have a good system and stuff, and I don't want to step on your toes.
Yes.
So it's like, I had to communicate to him, like, okay, this is what I need you to do. You know, you're responsible for the kids. I'm not here. And it helps, because I have that dedicated time now. But yes, we have to communicate our needs.
Oh, man, they do not think like us. So no. Just you're still in that realm of thinking, just know right now, they do not think like us. So we have got to lay it out for them.
Yes, yes, exactly. Okay, one question I love to ask all of my guests who are moms is, what is your number one mompreneur hack?
That is a good question. So I think for me, it is keeping my boundaries of, this is work time and this is family time, because so much of entrepreneurship can be done on your phone. It can start to leak over, and it sometimes does, but luckily I've been in it enough now where I can catch it. Sometimes I honestly have to go put my phone in a different room, because that's important. And I don't want my little kids to see me like, mom's always looking at her phone, or mom doesn't really listen to me because I never see her eyes. She's always on her phone working. So, and they don't know that you're working too. So it's just like, okay, am I more important than the phone or not? So I like to really keep that boundary of, my kids walk in the door at 3:00, and I'm lucky enough that, like you said, in seasons of your life, you can set things up. So I work when my kids are at school, because they're all in school now. So I work when they're at school and they walk in the door at 3:00, and I try most days to have all my work stuff put away, and I'm ready, and I'm ready and inviting for them to be home, empty their backpacks, and do those things. So keeping those boundaries straight, especially in my own head, of, you know, what gets done during work, that's great. And when it's done, work is done, then whatever I didn't get done, I can do tomorrow. I'm an Enneagram 3, a firstborn. Like, I want a type A. I want to get everything done when I think I'm going to get it done. And that's just not how it's going to work. And that's not how entrepreneurship works either, because things come up that, you know, fires you have to put out. So just having those clear boundaries and being okay with yourself and having so much grace with yourself and letting yourself off the hook for saying, that can wait for tomorrow. It truly can wait for tomorrow.
I love it. That is an amazing hack. So thank you so much for just sitting down to chat with me about setting goals and, you know, navigating burnout and everything as a mompreneur. But before we get off, please let my listeners know where they can connect with you and learn more about your services.
Oh my gosh. Thanks so much for having me. This chat has been so fun. We don't get to do this enough. Sometimes entrepreneurship can be lonely. So
yes,
I loved our chat. You can find me at, probably the easiest way is to go to my website, CandiceDudley.com, or to my Instagram at Candice Dudley. And I have everything linked there. Super active on Instagram. So it's me behind the inbox. I would love to hear from you. Even if you just want to say how you like this episode, that would be so awesome.
All right. And I'll make sure to link all of that in the show notes. Well, thank you again, Candice, just for sitting down to chat with me. This was such a fun conversation.
Yes, thanks so much.
Well, Mama, that's a wrap on today's episode. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to hang with me. If you enjoyed today's episode, will you do me a favor and follow the podcast and leave a review? Hitting that follow button and sharing your thoughts about the podcast are the best ways to ensure that other mamas like you find this show. Your review also lets me know if you're enjoying this podcast, so make sure to share your thoughts before you go. All right, Mama, I'll catch you in the next episode.